I want to read to you part of the reading that's on the notice sheet today, but you can read the whole of the story there later if you want. But it's from Exodus 16, and I want to just read part of these verses there. I'm going to read from verse 2 down to verse 6, and then I'm going to read from verse 17 down to verse 21. But you can see the whole story there later on. This is after the Israelites have escaped from slavery, they've escaped from Egypt, they've got through the Red Sea, and they're into the desert. This is what we were learning about on the holiday club this year, and they've got into the desert, and things are not going quite the way that they expected. So at verse 2, in the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat round pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and to gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on other days. Going down to verse 17. The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, and some gathered little. And when they measured it by the omer, he who had gathered much didn't have too much, and he who had gathered little did not have too little. Each gathered as much as he needed. Then Moses said to them, no one is to keep any until morning. However, some of them paid no attention to Moses, and they kept it, part of it, until morning. But in the morning it was full of maggots, and it began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. Each morning everyone gathered as much as he needed, and when the sun grew hot, it melted away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, I'm going to need some help here, like I said. I've got to say, there were a couple of people who, you were all very good, and I'll make sure there's some sweets afterwards, but Eleanor, you were really going for it. Can you come and help me, do you think? And Nat, you were fantastic. Do you want to come and help as well? Yeah? Come on up here. Let's give them a round of applause for volunteering. So, what I've got is I've got some sweets. There's about 10 in there. Let's put a few more in. A few more. There we go. About 10 or 15 sweets there in a tray. And I'm going to give them to you. Okay? Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's excellent. But you've got a choice to make. Okay? Because there's lots of people here, and you've got some sweets, and not everybody's got some. So you've got to decide between you and make a choice how many you want to keep for yourself and how many you want to share with someone else. Okay? Now, you can keep as many, you can keep all of them if you want. Let me see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Let's make it 16, so there's 8 each. You can eat them all yourself if you want. In fact, you're bigger. You can eat all 16 if you want. Or you can share them. Or you can give some away to some of your friends or some of the other people in church. Okay? So, do you want to eat them yourself or do you want to give them to someone else? You want to eat them yourself. Okay. Well, you talk between you and decide how many are you going to share. How many do you want to share?
Seven.
So you want to keep seven, you want to give seven away and keep one for yourself. And how many do you want to share and share with other people? 10. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You go out and you hand out, offer people sweets, as many as you want between you. Go to the two of you together. Hold hands, there we go, so you don't get lost. Right, and go and give some people some sweets. And when you've given enough, and you both agree, come back with what's left. And you can eat those yourself. Okay? Off you go. But I think Gwyneth wants a sweet at the back. Look. Now remember, you want to save for yourself as many as you want. So Gwyneth may be out of luck already. There we go. Watch Nat's face, because he's not so sure about this. Okay, do you want the rest for yourself? Or do you want to share some more? What do you think, Nat? Do you want to keep the rest of your... Keep them. I mean, he's very determined. He wants to keep them. What do you reckon, Eleanor? Share some more. Okay, share one or two more then. Okay, Eleanor, I want you to give the box to Nat, and I want you to come back to me. Now, Nat, you've got to decide whether you want to keep those or give any of those away. What do you think? Going to keep them. Okay. Well, come on up here. So, you gave away 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So there's 10 left. I'll tell you what. Let me give you 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There we go. You're back to 16. Okay, now do you want to keep those or do you want to share them? You want to keep them still. What do you think? Go and share some then. Go share some. Listen quickly. Nice and quickly. And that, when you think you've shared enough, you come back to me, okay? When you want to keep the rest, you come back to me. Oh, Mummy gets one. Remember, Nat, any that you keep, you can eat. Okay, do you want to keep the rest to yourself? Yeah? Come on back then. How many did we give away this time? This time we gave away 10. Okay? 5, 10. Do you want them? Or do you want to give them away? You still want to keep them. What do you think? Give them away. Go and give them away then. One more time. Let me tell you something that might help you this time, Nat and Eleanor. Let me tell you something. Every time you give one away, I'm going to give you another one anyway. Okay? So it's always going to be 16 in the pot. So it doesn't matter how many you give away, there's always going to be the same amount there. Okay? Does that help? Go on, then, give a few more away. You're going to have a sick daughter, Simon. It's not down to me. Don't blame me. I haven't got the box. Okay, Nat. Come on back, Nat. Come on back. Oh, you gave them nearly all away this time. I tell you what, these ones now are for you, okay? Off you. Do you want to take a handful? They're going to melt in your hand, but there we go. And Gemma, I'm going to task you with giving away some more while I carry on talking, okay? See, Nat and Eleanor had a choice of how many they wanted to share and how many they wanted to keep for themselves. What they didn't know when they started the first time was that every time they gave one away, I was just going to give them another one anyway. And so they were going to have enough, however many they gave away, however generous they were, there was still going to be enough for them. And he's still sharing, so make sure he keeps his pot topped up, okay? The Israelites had a choice to make each morning. You know the story. They'd gone into the desert. They'd escaped from Egypt. They'd seen God do amazing things when they were in Egypt. They'd seen all the plagues, and they'd seen the Passover, and they'd seen the Red Sea parted, and they'd seen amazing things. And yet, when they got into the desert, it says they began to grumble. They began to grumble against Moses and Aaron. And they said, "We want bread." Now, Claire and I were looking in the Bible this week, and of course they had the flocks that they brought with them, and they had got some supplies of their own that they brought with them, but it was bread that they really wanted. They thought they were going to starve in the desert, and if they just ate their own flocks, They'd have nothing left. And so God said, I will send you bread from heaven. And each morning when they got up, there was stuff on the ground, and it looked a bit like it says, like seeds. And they'd gather the seeds up, and they'd grind them up and make flour, and then they'd use flour to make bread. Who knows what the stuff was called? Who can tell me what the stuff was called that fell? I'm going to go over this way because I know you know, okay? Yeah. It was called manna. Who knows what manna means? What the word manna means? Anybody know? Maybe one of the adults? It means, what is it? Well, it literally means, what is it in Hebrew? So when they went and they picked it up each day, they looked at it and they said, what is it? What is it? But they discovered that when they ground it up, they could make flour, and with the flour they could make bread. But each day there was a choice. They'd go out and there was, what is it, everywhere. There was bread everywhere that they could collect up. But God had said to them, only collect enough for today, and tomorrow I'll give you more. So each morning, as they collected it up, they had a choice. Shall I take a little bit extra, just in case God doesn't give me any more tomorrow? Maybe I should take a little bit more, just in case God doesn't do what he says, and tomorrow there isn't enough. And they had that choice to make. Shall I take just enough? Or shall I save some, just in case? Well, every day, for 40 years, God sent them, except on the Sabbath, when they had to collect twice as much the day before. Every day, there was enough bread to go around. Every day, there was enough manna to go around. And those who collected lots and lots and lots didn't have too much. And those who collected just a little bit didn't have not enough, didn't have too little. But God provided exactly the right amount. But the ones who were greedy and took more than they needed found that it spoilt and it wouldn't keep. So they had to make a choice. Do we trust God for our bread, or do we trust our own resources and what we can gather? It was a bit like that. Did he trust me that I was going to put more sweets back in his pot each time after he'd eaten them? We have a choice to face every day, all of us. It doesn't matter whether you're 9 or 99. We've all got a choice to face. We are very rich. You might not feel it some days when the electricity bill comes or the gas bill comes or the pocket money's all gone. But we are all very rich. We have lots of clothes and shoes. We have homes and houses and roofs over our head. We have food on our table. In our society, even the poorest people have enough to get by. We have a social security system. We have hostels. And we have all sorts of things in place for even people who have nothing at all to make sure that they can get by. And as for us, well, we're so rich. And we've got a choice to make every day, which is, am I going to share and be generous with what I've got and trust that God will give me what I need for tomorrow? Or am I going to store it up for myself and hold on to it? When I've got some money in my pocket, am I going to leave it there for tomorrow just in case? Or when I know there's a need, am I going to give it? Do I trust God today for what I need today, and tomorrow for what I need tomorrow, and the next day for what I need the next day? Or will I just keep it all stored up just in case? See, the story of the Israelites tells us that we need to trust God day by day by day by day. If we store it up and keep it for ourselves, it'll just spoil. It'll spoil us, and it won't do us good in the long term. But the story of the Israelites is if we share, if we give, if we trust God, really, day by day, then God is faithful. You've got a choice today to make. You've brought your harvest gifts, and we're so thankful. In a moment, we're going to take up the offering, and we're so thankful for that. But also today, we're making a collection for Tear Fund. And over lunch or at the end of the service, you can give to the work of Tear Fund. Out of all that we've got, the abundance we've got, the masses that we've got, we can share and trust God. We can give what we've got and say, God, I'm going to give this and I trust that I'll have enough for tomorrow because you'll give me more. And there's an opportunity for each one of us to make a choice to see whether we trust and we'll give as he's called us to do. In some parts of the world, people have no shoes and no food and no roof over their head. And agencies like Tear Fund work so hard to help in those areas. And we can help. We can share the abundance we've got. We can share from our riches. And sometimes that will be challenging because we'll think, have I got enough left for myself? But if the story of the Israelites is true, and if what Jesus told us is true, then we can trust our Heavenly Father that as we give, so God is going to give to us as well. So there's the challenge today. And what I'd like to think about over the rest of this service now, just for the next 5 or 10 minutes, is am I able to give generously, maybe even sacrificially, knowing that God is going to provide all that I need tomorrow, but not till tomorrow? Let's pray, and then we're going to sing again. Father, we thank you that we have so much. You give us more and more every day. Jesus said that we should ask you for our daily bread, and we know that you're faithful. And Lord, we pray that out of the riches of what you've given us, you'll help us to be generous. Even this day, Lord, would you challenge us? Would you, by your Spirit, come and stir us up so that we can trust you? Lord, you said in that reading that you were doing that to the Israelites to test them, to see whether they trust you. Lord, test us. And by your Spirit, help us to trust you more day by day by day. Make us generous in heart and generous in open hands, that we may serve the purposes of God in our generation and so give you glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, amen.